Now, we spoke about the tennis yesterday because last night, Thursday, was the first of the chartered flights arriving from international countries into Australia. What? What are you laughing at?
I think you said yesterday there was 12,000. Might have been 1,200, but anyway.
Yeah, sorry, 1,200. About 1,200 people, and that includes entourage and officials and what have you.
Oh, stop your laughing. Right,
yeah,
anyway,
please.
Go on.
Did you have to bring that back? That was yesterday's news, and I'm redeeming myself this morning. Well, I attempted to, but now I can't. So just pipe your little mouth down.
I'll shut up over here.
Please do. So 1,200. First of the chartered flights into Australia yesterday.
Yes, this is serious, by the way.
So the Australian Tennis Open has been changed to January to February.
Yeah.
And it's going ahead. I even saw Dan Andrews, because they're copping a lot of flack about it. Dan Andrews on the news last night saying, if we don't have it here in Australia, then someone else is going to get it and we'll never get it back. People are not happy, particularly people that have relatives still overseas, even in parts of Australia stuck and they can't get back home. But these tennis players can come here. Now, their isolation period is only going to be for 2 days as well. Not the 14 days that we all have to do, but 2 days, and then they're able to go out and do their training. Their officials, however, and their entourage, they have to isolate for 14 days. So that's one tick for unfairness. Now, the other tick for unfairness is what I mentioned as well, that these players can come over here. We've got our own Australians, our own Bendigo people even stuck overseas or stuck somewhere across the country, and they can't come back at the moment. The other thing is this one. Now, this is the latest that just takes the bloody cake. COVID-positive tennis player Tennis Sandgren. I don't know who he is. I don't know what country he's from, and I've probably pronounced his name incorrectly, and you will pick me up on it, Cogs. But he has been granted special exemption to fly to Melbourne.
That's the kettle boiling, because you are starting to boil. You're going to boil over in a minute. Go on.
He tested positive for COVID, and he's allowed to bloody fly here to Australia because of the tennis.
I am mad. I'm very mad.
And I'm not the only one that's mad. For goodness sake.
Yeah.
Do what the great people of the Grand Prix have done, and just let it slide until everything is more under control. And give our people here in Bendigo and across Australia friggin' priority compared to these international tennis players.
The kids are listening here too.
There we go. That's it. I can get down on my soapbox.
Yeah.
I have spoken.
Well,
it makes my blood boil.
Yep.
It's unfair. Yep. Dan, I've actually supported you through the COVID process.
Not anymore.
This one, I don't agree.
Get into him.
Dan, go and get yourself a brain in regards to the Australian Open.
Oh,
thank
on,
you.
Miles.
No, that's it. I'm done. I'm done, Colts.
Triple M.
Pound of thing. Ah, Triple M rocks. Greatest hits. The goats are coming soon, but I think we need to get back to you. Yes. To your situation.
Oh, the tennis.
With the tennis.
Mm. I did lose it a bit before. And not just because this guy, as I said, I don't know where he's from, what country he's from.
Goats.
Oh, there's
wait,
be patient, goaties.
We're coming up in minutes.
Tennis Sandgren. Is that how you pronounce his name?
It's
whatever.
Like
anyway,
that,
he had COVID and he's allowed to come into Australia. He's had a special exception. Now, he is shredding the virus, which means I think he's had it, but he's passed the infectious stage. It doesn't matter. It's actually not about the fact, really, that...
Is it about
him,
that with you or not?
No, right? it's more to the point that the Open is going ahead and the tennis players are getting absolutely special treatment over our even Bendigo people that are stuck in other areas across Australia and even overseas, whereas tennis players get to just come in, fling their balls around and their rackets and everything's all good. And plus they only have to do 2 days of quarantine as opposed to all of the officials and the entourage that are with them. They have to do 14. So I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, and that's the argument. Yep. Oh, let's read some comments out. Rob, I think if you're listening, Rob Stevenson, you'll realise that Kylie just mentioned what you're saying. You forgot to mention that he contracted COVID in November. No, you just mentioned that.
Mm.
And it's way past the time he would have been infectious. I don't think that's really the issue. And certainly, Gail, it's not misleading at all. It's to do with the fact that they're coming over and they have special permission,
and
that's
exemptions.
The issue.
Yeah. So we actually need to change the post a little bit, Cogs, because it is a bit ambiguous, and I will do that.
Ambiguous.
When we get off air, because it's more than just that player. It's the whole premise of the way it has unfolded.
Well, and saying is, why is he allowed in, and our loved ones have a battle like mad to get through red tape? I would have thought that's...
But not just him, all of them, is what I'm saying. The fact that he had COVID, yeah, okay, that's a concern. But that's not the argument. The argument is, why are tennis players in general able to come here and only quarantine for 2 days, not 14, and they just are getting
Leanne Marks
the green
the
light
here.
Straight away over our local people.
Okay. Leanne Marks, this is a year-on-year contract we can't afford to lose. It's the dollars it brings to the entire country. It's huge. If we don't have it, may never have it again. Our economy needs stimulus. I'm not comfortable with the players coming in and just pray the quarantine is very strict, but this means a lot to our economy now and the future. It's both ways, isn't it? I understand and that's a good call, Leanne, but again...
I agree 100% as well.
Well, how can you agree with that?
No, I can agree because of the economy, yes, but I'm saying wait. Let's wait. Don't rush in. Let's just wait. I said before, and I'll say it again, let's do what the Grand Prix are doing. And they are approaching this with a lot of sensibility, as in they are waiting.
Yep.
Now, why do you give preference to overseas people instead of our own? That's the whole argument, Cox.
I think what you just said makes a lot of sense. Postpone it. I mean, you don't lose it then. You're like the Grand Prix.
That's right.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Exactly. No, that's fair enough.